they've made numerous changes, largely without consultation with law enforcement, despite what might be said to the contrary, in a 764-page bill, and I have to give them credit. If you can read between 3 in the morning and sometime an hour, hour and a half later, 764 pages of legal changes and legal definitions that impact everything from how the state's attorneys operate, how jails operate, how police departments operate, police training, police use of force, how we do virtually most aspects of our business. If you can read that and understand it and know that it's positive and have sought input and completely understand it and vote yes for it, then you're obviously a much smarter man than most people I know. Having said that, we're still all these days later trying to digest what's in it, and we've got attorneys working on it and vetting it for us. I know that it changed multiple times before it was voted on. We have what we believe is the final version of it. I have read it through myself on more than one occasion, and we are preparing to make all the changes that are necessary. I think some departments are going to be in a little worse position than we are. We already have body cameras. We're just trying to make sure that we're going to be in compliance with the body camera law, with our procedures. It appears that the body cameras are not actually a tool for seeking the truth or for making sure that we have a clear vision of it, but they're a tool, I guess, in case the police get complained about, because we're not allowed to look at the videotape that's on the body cameras that we carry around. We have to store it and hold it for somebody else to look at later. Kind of a strange situation to be in, but we'll deal with it.
And then is there any other thing that you look at that immediately concerns you with that bill that really comes up? In terms of a small police department like Alito?
Sure, when you change a bunch of training mandates and mandate a whole bunch more training, we've got 8 full-time officers, including myself. So every time you add a week-long training course for CIT training or something else, and we already have like 22 different training mandates that we have to meet, those officers have to travel someplace to receive the training. Those training classes haven't been ready yet. And in addition to that, most of the law enforcement training in the state comes through the Illinois Law Enforcement Training and Standards Board. The ILETSB is funded primarily through charges that were put on people's bond. So when you got arrested for the commission of an offense or for the alleged commission of offense, you paid some money, and when you paid a fine, you paid money. So by eliminating virtually all cash from the court system, we've now gone on a you're on your honor kind of system where everybody promises to come back to court, and there's no money exchanged, and there's no money for law enforcement training board or any of the other things that money would go for. In addition, I have a little bit of concern that it allows for you get arrested, you get released, you don't show up in court, they issue a warrant. When you get caught, you get another notice because you didn't comply the first time, but we trust that this time you really will honor your promise to come back to court, maybe. And there's been much made of the fact that there are stipulations in the bill that allow someone who's a danger to be held. But it has removed the ability for the court to rule that this person is a general danger to the community. So someone who's been breaking into homes and injuring people, we can't say that he's a danger to the community. We have to say if he gets out, he might go hurt this person. Well, if you're a random burglar who breaks into random houses, we can't pick an individual who we believe that you're going to be. It's going to be something for the state's attorney to fight with. But I think that we're going to have a great deal of difficulty keeping people in jail who commit crimes, even after they've been found guilty of committing crimes.